Okay, so you're here doing your video today, and your name's Josh. You've been on a few reality TV shows, and sort of crazy, like, because basically I hadn't seen you on any reality TV shows, but I was clicking on the internet and whatever, and I happened upon you. So anyway, I emailed you just sort of randomly because on your social networking thing, like, your status update was about shooting a frisky video, and I was like, okay, well, let's see, you know, like, maybe he's just shooting the shit, maybe he's like, you know, whatever. So anyway, I emailed you, we went back and forth, talked a little bit, and then last night I was talking to my cousin, and I was like, you know, well, we've been dealing with these reality TV stars, you know, and I was like going through the whole list of who we've been talking to, and she like totally knew who you were and everything, so I was like, you know, okay, cool, like, you know, more, just because I don't recognize him doesn't mean like, you
people
know,
don't, yeah.
Yeah, so, do you get recognized a lot, like, or...
I think when you're doing your shows and the shows are on air at the time, getting recognized is like, you know, going to a family reunion and getting seen by your family. Like, everyone knows who you are. Everyone just watched your show. Even social networking wise, you'll go from, say, I was getting before the show, I was getting maybe 10 friend requests a day.
Yeah.
Then the show started, when the show was airing, I was getting 50 to 100 a day.
Yeah.
Usually up in the upwards of 100. Then the show finishes, and now I probably get, like, you know, 30 to 40 a day. But, I mean, it's just, it's kind of your notoriety, your fame, your glory, if you will, is always when your show's out.
So have you ever been on camera naked before?
Never done nude pictures, never done nude video, never done anything.
Except for your home stuff.
Except for anything that the camera was in my hand, that's a different story, but, other than that, yep, no.
Yeah, well, you've done some photos where, you know, your pants are hit pretty low, but, like...
No. Oh, yeah, I do the teasers, you know what I mean? I did a shoot where I did a little bit of implied stuff, but everything's all covered, you can't see nothing.
Right.
I did a picture where I was wearing just the Santa hat.
Yeah.
And it wasn't on my head, so, I mean, you know, well, it was, but not on this one.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, I've done little stuff like that, but nothing major and also nothing that's been publicized, like, even those implied shots... Or a personal collection of mine, like, that's just something I have, and the photographer has, but not that's been released to the public.
So are you like a favorite sexual position? Are you like an anal sex guy? Or?
No, I mean, I do the freaky shit. I'm definitely like, you know, I've done ass to mouth with chicks before, and like fucking, you know, swallowed their cum, they swallowed my cum. I've done all that stuff, but typically I like being on top because I like being in the dominant position. Like, I like controlling it, controlling the pace of it, controlling, like, you know what I mean? Because I like to feed off of them, and I like them to, like, beg for it and want it more, and then I just give it to them hard, and they're like, and like, do the whole leg shake and tremors, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm all about that. But every now and then, I'll let them get on top. Problem is that a lot of girls don't know what the fuck they're doing on top, so it's just, I'm just like, all right, lay back down. I like them being on top because I can, my hands, I got full access to everything. I'm like, yeah, go ahead, as opposed to holding myself up and still, like, trying to grab, you know what I mean, trying to get in like that, so, but yeah, I like getting the little feel on, and I'm like, all right, flip over. I've touched enough. Let me just so I can get this one out of here.
So this part's pretty much done. We're going to head on into the other room and start the photo session.
Cool.
So, yeah, so you said your family owns, like, 5 clubs. So, like, are you getting drunk, like, all the time? Like, just being entertainment, man?
Like, yeah, because it's crazy. Like, since we own the clubs, I don't pay for any drinks.
Right.
So, like, it's a trap, bro. It's a trap. Like, I'm going to go in there, I'm going to drink for free. The girls know we own the club. So they're like, you know, what's up? You going to give me some drinks? And so what do you exchange drinks for? You know what I mean? It's like, and then it's our club, so I fucking have the keys. I'm like, oh, well, shit, how rude of me. I didn't give you a full tour of the club. Let me show you the back office. And I got my own little casting couch. So I haven't set up the bed yet, but now maybe I need to step my game up. That's probably how I'll spend a little bit of this money. Get, like, a little futon or something.
You got, like, the little private area back there.
Yeah. And so now I just got, like, right now it's just, like, an old man's rocking chair and shit, so I can just push it out and take it back like that.
It's the Josh romance area.
Yeah, exactly. You take a fucking, if those walls could talk, dude.
Yeah, just so I gotta get you lined up perfectly, then sort of just drop your shorts without turning sideways. And then I told you I'd let you have some time to...
To get motivated?
Yeah, to get motivated.
You want me to let them go all the way down?
Yeah, that's good. So, yeah, just... Stand there with your perfectly blocked cone. Yeah, actually, that works. Let me take a few of these.
This is the true cock block, bro.